is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Brad Sigmund was put to death by firing squad in South Carolina yesterday. CBS's Meg Oliver reports from the prison in Columbia.
Sigmund was sentenced to death for killing his ex-girlfriend's parents, David and Gladys Lark, in 2001, beating them with a baseball bat, a crime he admitted to.
How would you describe this form of execution?
Death may be difficult for anybody, but as far as ending a human life quickly, I think this is probably about as good as you can get.
That was John Osmond. He's the former director of the South Carolina Department of Corrections. President Trump spent much of the day yesterday focusing on one of his favorite topics, tariffs. CBS's Erica Brown reports from the White House.
A day after he postponed 25% tariffs on many imports from Mexico and some from Canada, President Trump threatened to impose reciprocal tariffs on Canadian lumber and dairy imports in the coming days.
Canada has been ripping us off for years on tariffs for lumber and for dairy products.
A Newark, New Jersey police officer has been shot and killed. CBS News New York's Derek Waller is in Newark.
This is a massive crime scene stretching several blocks with detectives and crime scene investigators combing the scene. The New Jersey Attorney General's office saying in a statement, "Our law enforcement officers put themselves in harm's way every day to protect our communities. And tonight is a painful reminder of the depth of the sacrifices they make."
A suspect in custody. New Mexico's chief medical investigator, Dr. Heather Jarrell, says both Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, died of natural causes last month, possibly a week apart. CBS's Carter Evans is in Santa Fe.
Gene Hackman's pacemaker showed activity all the way up to February 18th, suggesting that he was alive for a full week after his wife died. The question now is, what exactly was going on during that week? Was he trying to get help for his wife? Had he become disabled and he couldn't call for help? That's all unknown right now. Or was his Alzheimer's disease so advanced that perhaps he wasn't aware of what's going on?
A child's died in Texas, an adult in Mexico, New Mexico, from the measles outbreak centered in a Texas county bordering New Mexico. CBS's Omar Villafranco with the latest.
The state is now at 198 confirmed cases, a majority of them, 137, in far west Texas, in Gaines County. And the state says that it's a small Mennonite community there.
New Mexico's case count has now tripled to 30. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Nia.
Hi, Nia. It's Jennifer. Did you know that Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, I work here.
Okay. I was just double checking. Get it?
Because Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year.
Oh, you get me, Nia.
Now you could say that I double get you.
I guess we've taken it too far.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Something amazing is happening. Technology is working harder, faster, and more reliably. It's delivering results that work. But who makes technology work? CDW. We're a full-service technology solutions provider, advising our clients and designing customized solutions so they can reach their goals and do amazing things. CDW. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdw.com.
Should we keep changing our clocks twice a year? Some perspective from the Oval Office.
President Trump weighed in on daylight saving time.
It's a 50-50 issue. And if something's a 50-50 issue, it's hard to get excited about it.
Lawmakers have tried to get rid of the twice yearly clock changes.
It's something I can do, but a lot of people like it one way, a lot of people like it the other way. And usually I find when that's the case, what else do we have to do?
Well, there is something.
Daylight savings time is this weekend, and I'm actually looking forward to it.
Man, I hate daylight savings time.
Teaching people that it's daylight saving time, not savings. You leave off the S for that hour of sleep you lose this weekend. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Once again, most Americans will set their clocks forward by 1 hour early Sunday morning, losing a bit of sleep, but gaining some more sunlight in the evenings as the days warm into summer. About 70 countries use daylight saving time. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. A low in the mid-20s. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. High in the mid-40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. Current temp is 30.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Radio
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. If she's gone to stay, ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
to the twist. My daddy is sleeping and mama ain't around. Yeah, daddy's just sleeping and mama ain't around. We're gonna twist and twist and twist it till we tear the house down.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Shadow in the city, all around.
People looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Oh,
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Thank you. live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
WRJN.
ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. All the beads we made by hand on our days made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return.
You got to me, you got to be mine. to me, girl. All right, come on now. Say you got to me now. All right, a little bit, come on now. You got
to me. If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. She's doing tonight.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. For the first time in 15 years, a state has executed an inmate by firing squad. Brad Sigmund's lawyer said his client chose the option over the electric chair or lethal injection. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
It's an option that he could choose because some states, about five states, allow it to be an option. In some states, it can't be the primary option. In some states, you have to show that there is essentially a problem with another method, like lethal injection.
Sigmund was executed in South Carolina yesterday. The evolving tariff landscape is forcing businesses to take a closer look at their supply chains.
Trump administration tariffs will potentially increase costs for critical materials like high-tech components, industrial materials, food, automobiles, and more.
It's a shock on the supply side and the demand side as it relates to how companies need to respond.
President of Data Standards Organization GS1, Bob Carpenter, is working with companies on how to modify supply chains to allow for more options.
Do I want to bring more raw materials or manufacturing onshore versus abroad? Do I think about shortening my supply chain altogether?
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Yesterday, President Trump said he's, quote, strongly considering placing new sanctions and tariffs on Russia. A court-appointed lawyer has advised a federal judge to let the Justice Department drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. But Paul Clement recommended that prosecutors be barred from ever reviving the charges so they don't hang over Adams forever. Here's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The argument of the outside counsel seems to be that allowing the case to resurface in the future raises all kinds of ethical issues.
A pastor in Texas says a distinction that many would consider dubious is to him a badge of honor.
Landon Schott is celebrating his school's distinction as the least vaccinated school in Texas. Mercy Culture Preparatory Academy in Fort Worth has a measles vaccination rate of just 14%.
Freedom is something that we take seriously. Religious freedom, freedom of our health. And so shout out to MC Prep for being the least vaccinated school in Texas.
Schott delivered the news in a